Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
I have COVID. I've gone from living during the pandemic to being part of the pandemic. Things feel different on the other side. When this started, my young stepson thought people were going to turn into zombies. He told us he was ready to fight them. I am a COVID zombie now, hiding away alone in a house, sweltering in the heat of another scorching climate disaster summer. Each night when I go to sleep, I am aware that I carry inside my body the virus that has wreaked havoc on our planet. It's part of me now, and maybe forever. It's in my blood. As I close my eyes, it settles in and sleeps with me. Recently, I went into town to get a hard copy of my positive test result. As I got out of my minivan, a shirtless, maskless youth with a large backpack approached to ask for something. Through my double mask, I cut him off. "I have COVID. You better stay away from me." He jumped backward, eyes wide, and booked it down the street. We COVID zombies are frightening. This morning I was feeling better, so I went outside to attack the vine enveloping our woodshed. Balancing on an old fiberglass doghouse, I reached upward with a flathead screwdriver and my slim fingers to remove offshoots that had grown within the grooves of the metal runner from which the door hangs, making it impossible to open. As I worked at it, the vine became the virus. A wasp stung me, but I barely felt it. Was it the COVID in my blood? Or the me in my blood, making short work of the pedestrian venom of a simple wasp? Or was it my vaccine, making me immune to wasps? When the heat made my endeavor unwise, I went inside. But I'll be back at it tomorrow, and I'll finish the job. With a perspective, this is Katie Van Sant.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Randa Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.